Little Eva.
The Locomotion from 1962 here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD. Here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio John Miller with the VBOC, the Veterans Business Outreach Centers here at Gulf Coast State College. VBOC has a workshop coming up Friday, May 6th, right after the first Friday event going over the introduction to federal government contracting. Tell me a little bit about this workshop.
Well, the workshop is very basic, and I think the easiest way to explain it is how I got the content for it or what we're going to talk about. Over a period of years, I would get new clients and would spend hours and hours on the phone with them, telling them how to get into government contracting, how to find opportunities, how to proceed on their contracts, and so forth. And when we had the big COVID scare, when COVID started, we were doing this from home. And it occurred to me that, you know, why do I need to keep repeating this same stuff? And we took that opportunity, myself with doing the content and Jamie Shepherd, one of our VBOC employees, doing the editing. We took that opportunity to prepare a step-by-step, exactly what you need to do, with no wasted effort, to become a government contractor. And we wrote that out in a 14-page, five-step guide that takes you all the way from I don't even know what I want to do to bidding on government contracts. And usually, I would say it can be done in about 3 weeks. And we had a great deal of success by just sending this to people when they become our clients and saying, hey, go through this. If you're already along the way somewhere, start dig in wherever you're at if you've already started on this. And we wanted people to be able to start a business, get registered with the government, which you're required to do, know what special assistance might be available to them. And there are programs for veterans, for females, for socially and disadvantaged people, and for historically underutilized business zones or economically depressed areas. So we wrote this thing out, and it's been a great success, and I think it's gone national now pretty much. We're 25 VBOCs in the country now, and we were the first one back in, I think, 1996 or so. But it's been well received, and it's a step-by-step of how to do it. And that's what I'm going to do at the workshop, is I'm going to go step by step with how to get started with a business, how to get registered with the government, how to find opportunities, and I think best of all, which I haven't seen any other programs doing very well, is I have a section on marketing to the government.
Which is
big. Because you can't just walk up, you can't just go to a government agency and start trying to sell stuff. There's a way to do that. There's a method that's straight, and it's not going to see contracting officers. Every time somebody tells me that they've been advised to go see a contracting officer, I have to say very politely, I promise you they don't want to talk to you. They're not even supposed to talk to you. Their job starts when they have a live procurement in their in basket with money and specifications. Other than that, there's another office that you talk to for marketing purposes, and that's the small business specialist. So this little brochure is full of tips like what you should do, what you shouldn't do, do's and don'ts, how to market successfully, and how to deal with your contract, how to deal with contracts. We have a really good section in there on capability statements, which is a resume on your business and how to prepare that. We have samples of that on our website, and again, our website's public. So what we hope to do, we hope that this is a one-stop shop for here's how you get into government contracting, and if not, if it doesn't satisfy everything you need, it will tell you the questions to ask and who to talk to.
Certainly. And the focus of VBOC is Veterans Business Outreach. However, both this workshop being right after the first Friday of the Bay County Chamber of Commerce, and the website being a publicly accessible website, this information is available to everyone, which is excellent.
It certainly is available to everybody, and even though our target audience is veterans and people transitioning out of the military, the information is relevant to anybody and everybody that wants to get into government contracting. Mm-hmm. And also what we'll do at the workshop is, I have to back up a little bit. One of the questions people ask me is, well, what does the government buy? What do they do? And the answer is everything. Just think about it, everything. There's nothing that the government doesn't do. The government does construction, they sell food, they buy tools. I mean, there's anything and everything. For instance, Tyndall is being rebuilt at a cost of $500 billion. There must be, I don't know how many, yeah, but I'd say 30 or 40 contractors out there doing that. Pensacola just got I think it's a $87 million contract for work on Pensacola Naval Air Station. Lots of work there, and lots of available subcontracting opportunities, which is something that I emphasize heavily. Is, hey, you don't have to be Northrop Grumman or Lockheed Martin to get into the government contracting business. You get on their bidders list. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You'd find all the big folks, send them a capability statement. You get on their bidders list, start out as a subcontractor. Eastern Shipyard got their contract as a small business, and now they are subcontracting all kinds of stuff. So, anyway, that's the point. I would advise people what to do and what not to do.
Certainly.
So we often get folks that call that want to be the government real estate brokers. Government's got an agency for real estate. It's called the General Services Administration. And the government also has thousands of contract specialists, lawyers. They've got people to broker their deals, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So the government doesn't need brokers. They've got a property management agency. And if you want to open a gift shop, you need to go to the airport and talk to them, because the government doesn't run gift shops.
But no, certainly this workshop coming up right after the first Friday meeting, which is Friday, May 6th at 9:30, the Introduction to Federal Government Contracting, is an excellent way to get introduced to all of the great information that's been curated by the VBOC. Of course, I'm excited. This is incredibly insightful, and this is stuff from professionals who have insight into both small businesses and the way that the military and federal government functions. So this is a great opportunity to pick the brains of the people in the know.
Well, I did this for 41 years, so I think I caught on. Now, I'm not saying I'm smart, but I'd be fairly not smart if I didn't catch on in 41 years.
Well, I was going to say, what is so cool about the event is, you know, earlier you had said it's going to be like a Q&A style. So, you know, you're going to be there to explain the process. But if anyone has any questions, they can ask there, right?
I fully intend to facilitate rather than lecture.
Yeah.
I'm going to facilitate in accordance with this guide that I have here.
Yeah.
I follow that as a rough outline. But we can depart from things. If people have specific questions about their business, I'll try to handle them during the workshop. If not, I'll hang around after.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get your question answered. If I don't know the answer, I do know where the answer is. Mm-hmm. And I'll get you an answer.
Which is great. Of course, this event is the Introduction to Federal Government Contracting, a workshop happening the first Friday of May, which is May 6th at 9:30 p.m. over at the Holly Building, right after the first Friday from the Chamber of Commerce. John, if I want to get more information about the Veterans Business Outreach Centers, where can I go to get that information outside of this event?
You can go to our website. It's a public website, vboc.org. And I think that you would be absolutely amazed at the depth of information that we have on mm-hmm. there. We've got a really good staff. For instance, during the COVID, and we're still in COVID crisis, but of course, but when it was really raging and people were needing assistance and not getting customers and closing their doors and all that, we put in a section on government loans and government assistance. That would have applied to everybody. They weren't veteran specific, but the websites you needed to go to get the I think there was one called a shuttered venue loan. If you just your business just shut down, there was government funding available to help you out. Something called an idle loan. I'm not sure that meant people were being idle, but anyway, there were various loan programs out there that you could get to. Well, we kept that current daily, mm-hmm. and it's still current daily.
That's awesome.
So our information is sort of up to date at all times. It applies across the board in many cases. It's not just veteran specific. So it's a great place to get information on loans, franchising, business plans, government contracting. We've just got a wealth of information, and we keep it going all the time. And it's just a great, we're real proud of it, especially.
I agree. Definitely a great resource, a lot of time spent creating this information, and to release the information publicly for all that need it is mm-hmm. excellent. But the specific work in helping veterans and active duty members and spouses of deceased veterans in guiding them through the process is also an excellent mission. John, thank you so much for coming and telling us about what's going on with the VBOC.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and I look forward to seeing a lot of folks over at First Friday at the workshop.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break for our weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB. We'll be back shortly for more music right here on The Mix.